I'm Mike Glass, got the Glass and Morning Radio program. The final half hour of our two-hour tour, taking you through a Tuesday morning. And we stick with the education theme this morning as we bring on the superintendent of RBB Schools. It's our good friend, Dr. Mike Wilcox. Mike, morning, how are you?
Good morning. Good, wonderful. How about you, fellas?
Can you feel your toes?
There you go. That's a good question.
That is a good question. And as everybody knows by now, at 8:36 on a Tuesday morning, that the RBB school system is on a two-hour delay. What led to your decision this morning? And boy, oh boy, the weather just, it's part of life here in South Central Indiana, isn't it?
Exactly. This last week, is we've kind of got caught up there on the weather. We were having a pretty mild winter, and all of a sudden we got caught up.
We've joined the rest of the country in suffering.
Exactly, exactly. You know, the first thing we look at is real temperature. And for example, this morning on the Old National Bank, this morning it was -8. But even more of an issue when you're at that, our little guys at that bus stop, that wind chill temperature was predicted between -15 and -20. So -20 is where it gets dangerous in a short time. So that is a key when we call a two-hour delay based on temperature on that. So real temperature and then wind chill are the two big factors on a morning like this morning.
Now moving forward, we, as you mentioned, we were sailing along so peacefully, and then all of a sudden here comes the weather. What is RBB's protocol down the road if there are quote-unquote too many days? How many days? If you miss 5 days of school, how do you make that up? When do you make that up?
Sure. We have missed 4 days now, which was last week, Monday through Thursday. We had 6 days built in before it impacts the second week of spring break. We are making those up Friday, April 10th, Friday, May 29th, Monday, June 1st, and Tuesday, June the 2nd. So we still have a two-day buffer, if you will, before it impacts the second week of spring break. Now, if you look at the Farmer's Almanac,
which we do, absolutely.
They're the ones that have been pretty accurate so far. They're calling for another snow next week. So we will see if that will hold true. You know,
their batting average over the years is it's hard to look the other way and wag your finger at them. It doesn't work that way.
They claim to be 76% accurate, which is pretty accurate, I guess, in when you're talking about predicting the weather. So I told Sally Davis, our transportation director, I said, other than wind chill factor, I said, I think we go by the Farmer's Almanac from now on.
Slide that under your pillow at night if you need some reading to see what tomorrow's going to be like.
Exactly.
We're speaking with Dr. Mike Wilcox, the superintendent of the Richland Bean Blossom School System. Before we get to some bragging about some of your kids and what's going on, Mike, have you ever seen so much misinformation, understandable things coming about ISTEP as has happened this year?
Absolutely. It's very frustrating. It changes every week. And we are, we'll be good soldiers and we'll follow, what we need to do in getting our little guys ready. But, as we had been talking this week, I think for me personally, the most frustrating thing that we're going to make the best of is what was handed down to us just this last week, and the idea of shortening it down is good because before they did that, we had looked at the calendar and we had only had 20 days between now and May 26, our last student day before the snow days. We only had 20 days that were not impacted by a state assessment. In one way, shape, or form. So that was frustrating. But in shorting it down, cutting it in half, they now, you're either going to take a Form 1 or a Form 2. So you're taking less than, obviously, than you were the begin with. Well, the thing of it is that's frustrating to me that I'm having a hard time understanding is Form 1 and Form 2 are different. And the way that the state has divided that up, for example, our kids at Steinsville Elementary will be taking a different test than our kids at the intermediate school. Now, CTB McGraw-Hill has has a shirt.
Now, why is that happening?
Well, that was the way that it was. That was assigned. I have the same question.
Well, that's good. Make sure that so I'm not the only one. That's
I had the same question because CTB McGraw-Hill, who puts out the who does the publishing, if you will, for the state of Indiana on that, assures us that there will be no different. That it will be you'll be comparing apples to apples. But if you clearly look at Form 1 versus Form 2, a third grade math or language arts test, it's comparing apples to oranges, and that's not fair to our kids.
Our guest this morning is RBB Superintendent Dr. Mike Wilcox. No, it's not fair, and why this is all happening at the last minute, that's not fair to educators either, is it?
Exactly, exactly. We put ultimately we want to do what's best for kids, and that's first and foremost. And it's not fair to them, and you know, and it's not fair to our professional educators either.
Mike, let me ask you a question. We talked to Dr. Judy DeMuth today from MCCSC, the superintendent. We've talked to you. You're two superintendents. I don't know of a superintendent that thinks ISTEP, it makes any sense at all this year that the standard of the test scores ought to be make accountability for any school. How come you as superintendents can't get anyone's attention?
Well, we're sure trying. We're sure trying. Judy and I are good friends, and we do all that we can in a professional manner to make our voices heard, and we're hoping that ultimately that it will be better than we're expecting right now.
All right, let's talk some.
I'm going to hold my breath. Yeah. I'll go first, and we'll see how this works itself out.
Let's talk some good news. Gabe Kuntz, this year state wrestling championship. Last year, you had a Damian Chambers was the state champion.
Yes.
Gabe did a very good job this year in the state wrestling meet.
Yes, absolutely. Gabe finished third last year in the state finals. Finished fifth. This year, he was disappointed. Wanted to be a state champion, of course, but represented us so well. And he's just a fine young man.
Oh yeah,
a great student athlete first and foremost. He's going to continue his career on a wrestling scholarship
at IU.
Yeah. Go Hoosiers! So we're very very proud to finish the season 46-2 overall. He represents as one member of a great team and great program. Greg Ratliff does a super fantastic job of working with those kids. And the entire wrestling feeder system, he's got our little guys, buying in and working hard and also just a fantastic job all around, and very proud of that program.
Well, 2 years in a row, you've done very well in the state.
Very well, yeah.
Now, your guys set some swim records last night.
We did. Four swim records led by Mike Goss. Outstanding.
Just write his stuff down in pencil, it seems like, because every other day when he jumped in the pool, he just break it again.
Oh, yeah. He's just one example that as well. We've had a really nice year extracurricular-wise all around. We talk about wrestling and swimming. We had our great fall season, of course, and we got high hopes next week traveling over to West Vigo for our basketball team too.
Right.
So
what is it, 2 years in a row for the sectional?
This would be number four. We're going
okay.
for we're going for four
go
in a row.
Seniors
so.
Night
okay.
tonight. Get out there.
Yeah,
we got
senior
to go.
Night
we'll
tonight.
Right here at 7 o'clock Chalk Talk with Coach Mahurin. Yeah. And we'll tip it off at 7:30 as you welcome Cascade to town. You might be adding an extra game on the weekend. We'll see how that works out. I'm not going to put your words in your mouth yet if that's not a done deal. But we'll be out there tonight to honor your seniors.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. Dave's come in and done a super job working with our kids. Those outside of the program looking in might not have guessed us to be anywhere near where we are record-wise. Right now, I think we're in the argument next week for the sectional. If you've been to any of our games and watched Dave on the sideline, Dave's kind of a gentle giant. Demeanor is very calm, cool, and collective. Never gets
he's
nervous.
A large man.
Never pushes the panic button. And that's carried over to our kids. A lot of games that we've won, they've been close games that we have trailed in, and our kids never pushed the panic button. They've adopted Dave's demeanor and all of that. That's really been neat to see.
Well, we hope you get through these eye steps, and we hope the best of luck with everybody moving forward in the sporting world as well. Let's get caught up next month, shall we?
Sounds great. Hey, one quick
plug.
Yeah,
please.
Our show choirs this weekend, they're having a wonderful season. Two of our three show choirs won overall grand champion at Fort Wayne 2 weeks
wow.
ago. So show choirs are doing a wonderful job. They're having a great season. Those kids are putting in hours and hours of work. They travel a lot of hours on the weekend. The sacrifice that of time that they put in, just can't give enough emphasis and all to that program. Our high school kids travel to Anderson University Saturday, but Friday night our junior high kids travel up to Franklin Central. So we're excited about to get up there and see our kids perform there too. So I want to give big kudos to that program as well.
Great job, Mike, and we appreciate your time as always, and we'll get caught up with you in March.
Fantastic. Thanks, guys, for all that you do, and we greatly appreciate it.